So we're here at the Crypto Invest Summit with Jenny, is it Shaver?
Shaver
of Salt. Can you tell people a little bit about what Salt is? And basically start with that. What exactly is Salt?
Sure. Yeah, so we're a technology company focused on crypto lending. We're based in Denver. We have about 70 employees. We're very highly technically focused. And then we have this sort of collective of this best of banking, consulting, lending, security, technology that have come together to build this product.
Now, does Salt, does that stand for a securitized asset lending token? I'm just guessing on that.
It's close, yeah. It is an acronym, and I think a lot of people don't know that. It's Secured Automated Lending Technology.
That was a pretty good guess. I knew it was in that. I'd probably heard it once before. But so can you get like the overview of like what your core product is in terms of my understanding is somebody has, let's say they've got, you know, $300,000 of Bitcoin. It's highly appreciated. They don't want to sell the Bitcoin because maybe they think the Bitcoin is going to go up. Maybe if they sell it, they're going to have a huge tax hit, which, shameless plug, you guys can talk to me and I can do some other things for you. But if you don't want to do those other things, one of the ways to do that, in my understanding, is you can borrow against your funds. So can you kind of explain a little bit more about how that process works?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we started as a company to fill that exact need. There was no option or opportunity for liquidity for holders of crypto assets that wanted to hold and not sell. And since it wasn't recognized as a valid asset with financial institutions, there was no opportunity to leverage that wealth. So we were the first U.S.-based company to be able to offer leverage solutions for holders of crypto assets. We started with Bitcoin and Ether, and we've expanded to Litecoin, Doge, and just this week we've added Dash.
Okay. And I did overhear you talking with someone at your booth, and you actually mentioned that there was Dash Masternode capabilities. So I was wondering, and I found that to be very fascinating. So I was wondering if you could maybe expand upon that a little bit.
Yeah, and I can't speak to that actual technical details, but in essence, anybody that is an owner of a masternode, right? You have the ability to earn a passive income of operating that masternode. And you also have voting rights that come with that, and so that you can sort of contribute a vote to the direction of the Dash project. So what we've been able to do in working to understand the Dash blockchain and how the masternodes work is configure our collateral settings in a way to where Dash masternode holders can basically maintain their voting rights, maintain their passive income they're learning from they're earning from their masternodes, and be able to put up that Dash as collateral for a loan.
Now, in today's dollars, do you have a sense of where like the income stream is relative to the cost of actually doing this? If it's does it cost them a little bit less to do this, or are they actually still making money on the masternode, and just that means that the loan costs less,
yeah,
or kind of this real general sense of where that is?
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting because, you know, if you look at like where the sort of average ROI is on a Dash masternode today, and I know there's different publications that put that information out, I saw something that was around 7.5% annualized ROI. With our cost of borrowing, that can range from 5.99 up to about 15%, depending on the terms of the loan. So you could be, you know, net positive on your cost of borrowing with this product. Free money.
Okay, and for someone that's interested in actually going ahead and doing this, how do they actually go ahead and use your platform? Is it an app they have on their phone, or is it, what's sort of like, kind of like walk people through the process if they're interested in doing this?
Yeah, so we're an actually working functional application. You can go on our website, create an account. We also have a mobile app where you can actually register through the mobile app now. It's a pretty simple, onboarding process. You put in your contact information, you go through the KYC process, and then you're in. And then you can spin up wallets, you can deposit your collateral, and then go through the loan application right on our portal.
And just so people know, you know, as a financial advisor, I got to give disclosures and disclaimers. You know, it is, you know, a risk to do this because, you know, if you buy, a coin and it's $100 and it goes down to $80, is there, you know, opportunity for like margin calls, or how exactly does that work?
Yeah, so I mean, in the interest of protecting not just the borrower but also the lender, right? This is a secured loan product. We don't do credit checks.
You guys are a business.
We're a business, and we are protecting the lender. So we do take possession of the collateral for the duration of the loan, and we monitor the LTV. But we provided tools with our technology to have this, you know, sub-minute understanding of the value of the assets and be able to communicate that to the borrower in real time. So if the LTV tips into a bad place, then there is a potential for liquidation, but we're doing that in obviously the best interest of the borrower and of the lender, and it's part of the contract of the loan.
Okay, and is there anything else you guys are getting into, other spaces or innovation? I know a big topic here has been custody, for example. Is that something where you guys are thinking about getting into that space? I know you're already custodying the funds itself, but is that something that you guys are looking at getting into?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have built our own custody program from the ground up. A lot of our competitors, have outsourced their custody solution, which is great. It gets them to market faster and allows them to focus on the lending products. We were the first ones to market, so we had to build everything from the ground up, essentially. And so we've built one of the most performant custody programs of any, I think, that are out there. So, I mean, we actually just announced today that we are offering custody services, not just to borrowers, but to anybody. Our custody is 100% insured, and it's one of the best products out there.
And now I wish I really saw your talk, because I just overheard you talking about custody, but that is something I want to look into a lot more, because you see the impediments for people getting into crypto, and it's usually, you know, the ease of use of, it's funny, we got people playing bean, I forgot what it's called, the lawn, the bag tossing over there, it's kind of distracting, but one of the impediments is, just helping onboard people into the crypto space, whether it's, wallets, we see Edgewallet come out with easy solutions for that, and it seems like the institutional impediment really is the custody solution. So, it's good seeing, that there's all these innovations, and I imagine that next year at the summit, if we run into each other again, that I imagine that where the space is today versus next year is probably be night and day. Can you kind of comment on that?
So, well, one on the institutional, sort of access or barriers, right? So, one of the things we're doing with our custody product is trying to differentiate, institutional type features. So one of the things we're doing is multi-user accounts, right? So institutions, you can't put, unilateral control with one individual of who has access to the funds and who can see the value of those funds. So creating role-based permissions, creating workflows around, how wealth is transferred in and out of that account so that it's compliant with their institutional compliance program is one of the things we're focused on. So building an institutional, friendly custody product.
Okay, and we definitely appreciate your time here today. I happened to pull you away from your booth, but you guys check out, what's the best website? Is it salt.io, or how is that the actual website? I was guessing on that too.
No, it's close. It's saltlending.com.
Yeah. Okay, so I was pretty close in both of my guesses today, so I guess I'll stop. I'm still just a little bit behind. But thank you, Jenny, and you guys check out Salt.
Okay, well, that's great. You've got people who have IRAs and 401ks, and there's different things you can do or that I can do to help them out. But what about the person that has maybe a few million dollars of gains and they bought it on Coinbase or Kraken, or they got several millions of dollars of gains and all of a sudden now you want to go buy your Lambo or buy a new house? I mean, there's no way you're going to be able to skirt around the IRS, because they're going to wonder, hey, how'd you get that $500,000 to buy a new house? Well, for those people, probably the best person to explain this is actually my friend Ernest Hancock, as he was giving me an introduction at Anarchapoco. Anyways, I'll let Ernie take it away, because we can also have advanced trust strategies for the people that have millions of dollars of gains. This is not just for people who are looking to invest parts of their IRAs or 401ks.
A good friend of mine, Tim Pachote, he's a financial advisor at Scottsdale. He'll be speaking at the TDV event. You'd be able to bring the crypto into the system. How would you be able to do a foundation, a trust, a this, a that, and so on? And Tim was at the party, and I go, Tim, what up? He's been spending months that he's getting ready to present to you guys Monday on how you can take your crypto and not pay capital gains on it, not have taxes on it. I'm going, man, you need to talk to Tim.